Arthur marches down the street, Hal the dog bounds alongside.
Everybody that you meet.
DW laughs as she turns the pages of her Arthur storybook. Arthur bounds onto another page.
Kind of day. Learn to work it.
They cycle across the page together.
With each other.
The Reed family sit on the sofa. Arthur snaps them with his camera. He snaps them in the park, on the beach. They snap him back. He hugs his mom.
Come from the heart. Oh, believe in yourself. For that's the place to start.
He jumps in the pool, swimming with Binky.
Learn to work and play.
He sees a fin. It's Mr. Ratburn's pointy nose.
Hey! Hey! TW!
He calls to her from the TV, then falls through the logo.
DW and the beastly birthday!
DW whacks a piñata. It spills its candy. Dad carries a cake with candles and a picture of a unicorn in frosting. He sets it on a table in front of DW and her friends.
Happy birthday, DW! Yay!
DW blows out four candles, the fifth stays lit.
Hey, this isn't one of those funny candles that won't blow out, is it? I hate those.
You just need to blow harder, like this.
Tommy Tibble splats her with frosting.
So far, this birthday has been a complete bust. It started with the weather.
On a girl's fifth birthday, it should be super sunny with big puffy clouds.
GW!
A big sun sings.
But it seems Mr. Sun didn't get the message.
DW looks out the window at the rain.
And he wasn't the only one not getting messages. For weeks I've been dropping hints about this toy I really wanted.
At family breakfast.
Look, it's Fluff McGuffin the Magic Puffin. You know he talks and helps teach kids the alphabet?
She shows an advert. To Mom, who carries on reading the paper.
Look, there he is again.
She shows him to Dad as they pass a toy shop. Fluff's on TV.
And again!
DW, you're blocking the TV.
Boy, that puffin sure is cute. And educational.
She goes to Grandma.
What was I supposed to do? Shout at the top of my lungs, buy me that puffin for my birthday? Then it wouldn't be a surprise.
She unwraps a present. Confuse the goose.
Is that it? I mean, wow! What great presents!
A toy frog sticks out its tongue.
And then there's been this party. James and Amanda couldn't come because they were sick. And Emily just had to wear a prettier dress.
Oh, Emily, don't you look adorable? Is that a new dress?
Yes, Mrs. Reed. Marie-Hélène bought it for me in Paris.
Well, I have a tiara.
It'll match mine. Almost. Mine's bigger.
DW throws her tiara on the floor as she follows Emily into the living room.
So far, Bud has won every single game like he usually does.
I win again!
Oh, come on! Can't you lose just once? It's my birthday!
I can't help it! I was just born lucky!
And the Tibbles? Well, they've just been the Tibbles.
They whack at the piñata.
But I was sort of hoping they'd be a little less Tibble-ish. It's down! It's down! You can stop hitting!
They grab the candy.
And the cake was supposed to be chocolate with vanilla icing, but Dad thought I said vanilla with chocolate icing.
I'm not hungry.
Things should be perfect on your birthday. Well, so far, it has been the opposite of that.
What are we going to play next?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek? Aw, that's a baby game.
It is not a baby game. And if it was a baby game, we're still playing it. You know why? Because it's my birthday, and everyone has to do what I say. Are we clear?
The twins nod.
Can I be it? I'm a really good finder.
Sure, you can be it, but you're not finding me.
16, 17, 18. What comes after 18?
19.
Thanks. 19, 20. Ready or not, here I come.
Bud runs into the hall and climbs the stairs. At the foot of the stairs, a little cupboard's open. DW's in there with Nadine.
So that's been my fifth birthday so far. One gigantic flop.
Aw, I'm so sorry. What about Arthur? Where is he?
Don't even get me started on him.
And the best part about this trip to the planetarium is that I get to miss the party.
What party? Is there a party? Can I come?
Trust me, you wouldn't want to go to this one.
Why not? A party is a party.
This is DW's fifth birthday party.
You're missing your little sister's birthday? I could never do that. Compsons don't miss birthdays. That's the motto in our family crest.
You have a family crest?
Well, no, but if we did have one, that's what it would be. In Latin.
You don't understand. DW's parties are a complete nightmare for me. It's the one day where I have to do everything she says. Like last year, she made me get on my hands and knees and be a pony.
Faster, unicorny, faster!
She rides on his back.
Yay. Stop by the castle!
She gets off.
Ugh, what a terrible parking job! Okay, Emily, it's your turn to ride him.
No way. I'm done.
Mom! Arthur's being mean to me on my birthday.
What?
Arthur.
No, I'm not. My back just hurts.
Honey, it's one day.
Arthur kneels back down.
This is so unfair.
Here, if you give him a little tap on the tuchus, he goes faster.
At the planetarium with his pals.
Yikes, that does sound bad. Still, you're gonna do something for her, right?
Of course. I got her this card.
DW doesn't stand for David Winifred, does it?
Huh? No, it's Dora. Why?
Because this says, to the world's best little brother.
I could have sworn that was a little girl.
Binky looks at the card.
They all look like mutants to me.
Didn't you even open it up?
I was in a rush.
Well, I hope you at least got her a good present.
Don't tell me you forgot. It's okay, I'll just pick up some chocolate on the way home.
Okay, class, everyone come in and take your seats.
DW loves chocolate. It's her favorite thing in the world.
You wouldn't last too long in the Compton family.
They troop into the auditorium.
What kind of animal is that supposed to be, anyway?
Maybe an aardvark.
The cupboard under the stairs is lit by fireflies in a jar.
What time is it?
A hair past three, Freckles.
Why hasn't anybody found me yet? Do you think they've all stopped looking?
No, you're just the world's best hider, that's all.
DW hugs her knees, sadly.
You could open the present I got you while you wait.
You got me a present?
Of course. What are imaginary friends for? And it's very, very special.
What is it?
A ticket to a beautiful and mysterious island, Ukubanga. I've never been there, but I hear it's wonderful. I won it from Rumpelstiltskin in Crazy Eights.
Wow, thanks! How do I get there?
You just scratch off that gray patch and say the magic spell.
Great! Hey, do you have a coin?
Nadine Magic's one. DW uses it to scratch a silver strip on the box.
Let's go!
It's only a ticket for one. I can't go with you. And, well, I should warn you, the island gives you whatever you want.
So? What's wrong with that? I love getting what I want.
Well, sometimes what you want turns out to be not so great.
Please! It can't be any worse than today.
DW scratches some more. In the planetarium, Mr. Ratburn talks to the class.
All right. In just a minute, you'll all be taking a trip through the cosmos.
Mr. Ratburn?
Yes, Buster?
If we have to go to the bathroom, how do we stop the rocket?
There is no rocket, Buster. You're going on a visual and auditory tour. It's like a movie, but more immersive.
Do we get popcorn?
Nope. Now just lean back, look up at the stars, and the show will begin shortly.
Ah!
Hello? Oh, hello, Francis. Just one minute. How is Tanzania? Really? Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, we're at the planetarium.
The auditorium darkens, overhead a projection of the night sky.
I really should have gotten DW a present. I was going to do it yesterday, but I just forgot.
If we go back in time, I'll remind you.
Thanks.
The brain.
You know, in a way, time travel is possible.
How?
Well, if you travel close to the speed of light, then time would slow down. What was just an hour for you might have been years and years on Earth.
See? I told you you could change history. Let's go back and invent donuts. We'll be millionaires.
I didn't say anything like that. I said...
Shh. It's starting.
The universe. It is all that we know. And yet so much of it is unknown. Imagine you are traveling through our solar system. Past Mars. Jupiter. Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Now you are leaving the solar system and entering our vast galaxy, the Milky Way, containing over 200 billion stars.
Stars and planets reflect in Arthur's glasses. DW scratches the strip.
Okay, there's the spell.
Now all you have to do is recite it, and your adventure will begin.
But I can't read.
Hold the ticket up to your forehead and close your eyes. The words will come to you.
Hear what you want to hear. See what you want to see. Take me to the land where imagination runs free.
The image spins.
We are approaching Sagittarius A. The supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. If we could travel inside it, where would it take us?
The ticket to Ukubanga floats across Arthur's face. DW's on a beach.
Huh? Where am I? A beach? Big deal. I've been to the beach before. Ooh, a sailboat. Now that looks like fun!
It has the letters DW on its sail. DW climbs aboard and casts off. She makes for the horizon, but the waves get bigger.
Now we're cooking with gas!
The little boat is lifted high on the crest of the waves.
Whoa! Roller coaster!
That was great!
The boat lands on a giant purple octopus.
What's happening?
The octopus picks up the boat.
Oh, I had a nightmare about this once! Put me down! It's my birthday! I command you!
It drops the boat.
Well, that wasn't so hard.
Actually, pick me up again! Now carry me over these big waves!
They're fun, but they make me a little seasick.
To Ukubanga and step on it!
Oh! Holding the boat clear of the water, the octopus speeds away.
Arthur, wake up!
Huh? Don't tell me I missed the whole thing!
You missed something, but I'm not sure it was the show.
The class leaves the auditorium. Mr. Ratburn's grown a beard.
Here, my watch has stopped.
What's going on?
Mr. Ratburn looks different.
No way!
Settle down, everyone. Settle down. I have some interesting news to report. While you were watching the show, a small wormhole opened up in the space-time continuum.
Ew! Did any worms get out?
No, but you were all sucked into the wormhole and transported into the future.
How far into the future?
Exactly 4 years. Although for you, only an hour has elapsed. You're still all in third grade.
4 years!
Way.
The good news is I'm giving you all an extra day for your homework assignments while you adjust to your new time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend!
Outside on the street.
Wow! I can't believe 4 years have gone by.
I know! It explains why I'm so hungry.
I see a few taller buildings and an electric bus. But actually, not that much has changed.
What are you talking about? Look at the new phone!
He was just like, I'm so not into that.
No way. He said what?
Mine is so 4 years ago.
I wonder if my family will recognize me.
Of course they will. Remember, you haven't changed at all. The question is, will you recognize them?
Arthur opens his front door.
Hello? Anybody home?
Arthur's back!
Hey, DW, your hair's different.
I'm not DW. I'm Kate.
Huh?
It's because I'm wearing this silly outfit, isn't it? I have to wear all her hand-me-downs.
You're home!
Arthur? We missed you. Good to have you back, son.
It's good to be back. Where's CW?
She's out with her friends. It's her 9th birthday.
She's older than me?
Well, we're all older, Arthur.
Hey, boy, you're all grown up.
Come on, I want to show you Dora's room before she gets home.
Dora?
When she turned 6, she decided she actually likes the name. Now she only wants to be called that.
Arthur follows Kate to DW's room.
Dora would never let me go in here alone. But it's okay, because I'm with you.
This used to be my room. Huh, I would have thought there'd be more stuffed animals.
Well, don't tell her I told you. But she still sleeps with Uni sometimes. And this is where she works. Here, I'll pretend to be her.
Get out of my room! I'm doing my homework!
Dora's always doing homework. It's so boring. But now that you're back, I'll have someone to play with.
He sees a photo.
That's the DW I remember.
Let's get out of here. I don't want to get in trouble. First, we're going to play Confuse the Moose, then Tower of Tofu, then...
The octopus carries DW's boat to the island. It enters a beautiful bay fringed with palm trees and flowers, and sets the boat down by the sandy shore.
Thanks, Octopotty! Here, you can have my tiara for a tip!
DW frisbees it towards him. The octopus sets it on his giant purple head, then submerges.
Hello? Anybody home?
A rumbling comes from the jungle of palm trees. Monsters peer out.
Ooh, a little one. Barely a snack. And so unappealing. I found her first, so I get the first bite.
Bite? Who said bite?
They charge.
Wait! Stop! I have a ticket!
She holds it up.
Let me see that!
Oh!
It's true! She has the ticket! She is the chosen one! All hail, Queen! What's your name?
DW!
Welcome to Ukubonga! Hooray!
They dance around her.
Stop! Well, that's more like it. Now that you know who I am, let's find out who you are. What are your names?
I'm Bobble Bill. We're the Bobbles.
You two sort of remind me of some people. Do you like to shout?
No, I hate shouting. I like being gentle and quiet. I can be quieter than you. No, you can't. Oh, yeah? Watch me.
They're like the Tibble twins, but much bigger.
Told ya!
Who are you?
Muck!
That's a nice hat. You didn't win it off some scrappy little kid named Bud, did you?
No, I never win at anything. This hat is part of my head. Pull it! Ow! Ow!
DW tries to tug it off.
Ow! Ow! See?
Okay.
I'm Philomena. Enchante.
What are you wearing?
Rags. I picked them out myself. Aren't they gorgeous?
No.
It's true.
They're terrible.
You look like a chew toy.
I guess I just have terrible taste.
All right, the introductions are over. What do we do now?
Whatever you want. You're the queen.
Good point. Okay, I see we have a big party with a feast.
Oh, yeah, a feast. I love feasts.
And music.
Yeah, music, music.
And dancing.
Dancing, yay.
They carry DW on their shoulders.
Music.
Arthur's with Kate.
I win!
Let's play again!
We've already played 4 times!
Fine! We'll play something else! Boy, you get bored easily! I know! Let's play horsey! Just put this in your mouth and I'll run.
No way! Did DW tell you to?
Nope! She discovered it all on her own.
9-year-old DW.
DW? I mean, Dora.
My long-lost big brother!
They hug.
Who is not that big anymore. Hi, Shorty.
Cut it out.
You haven't changed a bit.
You have.
Not really. It's still the same old me. And I still want my snowball back.
DW, I told you once and for all, I never...
I'm kidding. I haven't thought about that old thing in years. Come on, let's get a snack. I'm starving.
Don't tell her that I went into her room.
I heard that. You'll pay later, Katiebug.
Dora dips carrots in guacamole.
So, how's school? We're not in the same class, are we?
I skipped a year, so I'm a fourth grader. But I had Mr. Ratburn last year. He gave so much homework.
I know, right?
I finally get why you were always so crabby.
Was I always crabby?
No, I just mean, you know, busy. I'm sure I didn't help either. I bet I was even worse than Kate.
You weren't so bad. Oh, I almost forgot. Happy birthday. I was going to get you a present, but...
Are you kidding? Having you back is the best present ever.
Arthur smiles.
Hey, want to see my favorite show?
Mary Moo Cow?
Don't be silly. That's a baby show. Although they did put a lot of adult references in there. No, this is my favorite show. Cyborg Cindy. She's a teenage girl who's part robot, but no one knows except her best friend. It's a spin-off from Bionic Bunny. Wanna watch?
Sure, definitely.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, this is really fun.
Welcome home.
The island party wakes the moon. The monsters dance round a campfire. DW watches from a throne.
Make a silly face with an upturned nose. Take a spin around and then touch your toes. Everyone is doing what you want them to. Now you're doing a big beastie boogaloo.
Raise your pointy claws high in the air.
Roar like a lion, stomp like a bear.
Everyone is doing what you want them to. Now you're doing a big beastie boogaloo.
Wag your little tail like a happy dog.
Stick out your tongue like a hungry frog.
Everyone is doing what you want them to. Now you're doing a big beastie boogaloo.
Now a nookabongin.
Maka laka piggy bongo do ba yay. Ooka chaka chicky chaka rara bay. Shika shaka booka maka piggy boo. Now you're doing the big beastie boogaloo.
Can we stop doing the big beastie boogaloo?
Not until I tell you to.
The monsters collapse in a heap.
Now that's what I call a party. Ooh!
DW falls down too. Bud's still seeking. He sees feet sticking out from under a bed.
Aha!
He finds Timmy Tibble. In the living room, Emily's under a lampshade. Bud doesn't see her, till she giggles.
Nice try!
He pulls the shade off her head. The kitchen's empty, except for a slice of cake and a trail of crumbs. Bud follows the crumb trail to a cupboard.
Busted!
Inside, Tommy's covered in cake.
See? I told you I was a great finder.
Well, you haven't found everyone yet. Where's DW?
Listen up. I'm appointing you all deputy seekers. I want every inch of this house checked and double-checked. Now spread out.
They all start searching.
Now, where would I be if I were DW?
In the hall, Bud passes the cupboard and climbs the stairs.
Ah!
On the island, DW is playing pool with the monsters. A giant blue woodlouse has the ball.
I lose again! That makes 22 wins for Queen DW and 0 wins for Muck. Another round? I'm feeling unlucky again.
Nah, that's enough Ukubonga marbles for a while. You guys can take a break.
The woodlice run.
What should we do now? Ideas, please!
One of the monsters picks DW up and they troop into the jungle.
I could make you an anything pie. It'll taste like anything you want.
Not hungry.
I could make you a ball gown from the feathers of the rare and beautiful Nuk-Nuk bird.
This robe is fine. Plus, that doesn't sound very nice for the Nuk-Nuk bird. Next!
We could play capture the flag. Oh, wait, we don't have enough monsters. Unless...
Muck!
Shh! Don't tell her!
Don't tell me what?
There's one more monster on the island. The Rootra! But you don't want to play with him. He's very disobedient. And big and mean. And disobedient. I said that already. I said it better.
I'd like to meet this Rootra. Bring him to me.
We can't. Didn't you hear the part about him being big, mean, and disobedient? The Rootra bows down to no one.
Well, I'm the queen of this island, and everyone has to bow down to me. No exceptions. Understand?
Yes, my queen.
They bow.
Good. Now, if this Rootra won't come when he's called, we'll just go get him and drag him back here. Prepare the expedition!
At the Reeds, Arthur's asleep in bed. Kate watches over him. She scratches his ear.
Ah! Ah! Morning!
How long have you been staring at me?
I don't know. I can't tell time. Boy, you sure sleep a lot. I've been up for hours. So, what are we going to play?
I don't know. I haven't even had breakfast yet.
Already thought of that.
A muffin from a microwave.
Here you go.
Ugh, what's that?
A muffin with fruit and bits of egg smushed into it. It's a complete breakfast. Down the hatch.
I think I'll just have cereal. Is Buster here?
You mean that dopey kid with long ears? Yeah. But you said you'd play with me today.
I will later.
Arthur goes. Buster's in the kitchen with Dora.
The best part about the future is so many of my predictions have come true. Like these bacon and egg breakfast dumplings. I thought of that years ago.
How come you never told me Buster was a genius?
Because he isn't.
Arthur, have a breakfast dumpling. Remember when I tried to invent one?
Arthur tries one.
Yuck! I remember why I stopped you.
Hey, wanna go bowling today?
Sure.
Bowling? That's so retro.
Wanna come, Dora?
Can't. I'm going to the hover park with Bud.
Hover park? What's that? Can we come?
Buster, it's probably some little kid thing.
Little kid thing?
I don't think so.
At the hover park, Dora instructs them.
It's easy! Keep your arms tucked in and lean in the direction you want to go. Cannonball!
She demonstrates.
Are you okay?
Her board surfs on jets of air, so she can do lots of cool loops. Bud has a go. Then LaDonna and Buster.
Woo-hoo!
Finally, Arthur shuts his eyes and launches himself. They all float on the airstreams in the metal arena.
Whoa! This is awesome!
Yeah! Watch out!
Buster zigzags. Bud does a front flip.
This is great!
Yay!
Arthur lands a rail slide. Their time ticks away. The air shuts off. They sink to the floor.
That was amazing! Let's do it again!
I'd love to, but I have a ton of homework.
Oh, come on! Can't it wait, DW? I meant Dora. Just one more time, please.
Sorry, Arthur. Here, you can use my hover pass. You and Buster have a good time.
You guys are leaving too?
Bud's taking me to meet some of his other friends.
Just promise me you won't tell any goofy stories about me as a kid.
Like the time you got your head stuck in a traffic cone?
LaDonna!
Aw, don't worry, Butterbrains. Your secrets are safe with me.
Let's start it up again. It's great that she gave us her pass. You know, I never realized it, but your sister's really fun. Why did we never hang out years ago?
Because she was so DW-ish. You remember what she was like?
Actually, I don't. I just remember you always trying to get away from her.
Buster swipes the pass into the machine to get the air jet started. He launches his hoverboard, leaving Arthur looking thoughtful. On the island. Queen DW and the monsters are trekking through the jungle.
I've spotted him!
Help me, Botanic Bogey! Save me from the squid monster!
He doesn't look so mean, but he is big. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to him. Get Plan B ready, just in case.
She jumps down from the friendly monster.
Hey, Rufra!
Huh? Who are you?
DW Reed, queen of this island!
Rufra looms over her.
Says who?
Says me and this ticket.
Oh, you have the ticket.
He takes it to his cave.
Haven't seen one of these in a while. Okay, you're the queen. Big deal. So what?
So you have to bow down to me.
Ha 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 ha. Me? Never.
Oh, come on. Just one little bow, then we'll go to the beach. Have a feast, play some games. Between you and me, I'm getting a little bored of the others.
The other monsters are waiting.
Knit one, purl two.
Ew! Nice mud pie, Bobble-Boo! Have some!
They do seem a little boring, but rules are abouts to no one.
Fine, have it your way. Plan B, everyone! Plan B!
The twins trap him in a net. They struggle to keep hold of it. Philomena kneels in front of him. He's given a shove and topples over her, crashing to the ground. The twins truss him up.
You are going to bow down to me, and then we're gonna have fun, whether you like it or not.
Arthur and Buster walk home.
I think that was the most fun I've ever had.
I know. Let's go to the hover park every weekend.
See you in school tomorrow.
Later.
Arthur sees Kate and her friend through the window. He sits on the sofa reading The Gourmet Ghost.
I thought you had a ton of homework.
I do. Why?
I saw you over at the Molinas. Oh, I was just helping Vasita with something. Hey, Cyborg Cindy's on now. Wanna watch it together?
Sorry, gotta hit the books.
Dora goes upstairs. Arthur turns on the TV.
Professor Entropy, it's time for you to be schooled.
You school me? I taught you everything you know. Ha!
Cyborg girl fights with a cyborg cowboy. Arthur looks a bit scared.
Arthur!
Hey, need something? Want some help with your homework?
Help with my homework? I'm a grade ahead of you, remember?
Oh, right. Could you turn the TV down? Thanks.
Mouth open. Arthur shuts the door.
See what I mean? Homework, homework, homework. It's all she ever talks about. Hey, wanna watch Dr. Quackers with me?
What's that?
He's a duck and a doctor. He sings songs about numbers and colors and being nice.
Maybe later.
Oh, come on, please. He teaches you a new dance every show. You're just like Dora. No one ever wants to spend any time with me.
On the island, Ruther's in chains.
Why won't you pay attention to me?
I'm busy.
No, you're not. You're just standing there.
I'm busy ignoring you.
Look, I had Bobble Bay make you an anything cake. It can taste like anything you want.
He plunges his claws in the frosting, splatting a twin.
What are you tasting?
Not telling.
Hey, you dropped a piece.
Where?
Right there. Ha ha, Major Bell.
He swats cake at DW.
Just for that, you have to listen to more music. Knock, knock, bird.
The bird lands on a branch.
Let's all count to one. Let's all count to one. Ready, set,
one.
Counting up to one.
Ruther covers his ears.
Let's all count to one. Let's all count to one.
Told you that Ruther is no good. What kind of monster doesn't bow to his queen?
We should throw him in the volcano.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw him in the volcano. Yeah,
yeah. In the volcano.
Yeah.
No! No one is gonna lay a finger on him. Ruther may be mean, grumpy, and a stick in the mud, but he's interesting.
But he doesn't worship you.
I know. That's what makes him interesting. You four are just a bunch of yes monsters.
Yes, my queen.
They're hopeless.
DW throws her scepter away and returns to Ruthra and the bird.
Let's all count to one. Let's all count to one. Ready, set,
one.
Counting up to one.
Okay, you can stop now. Be gone.
The bird flies off.
Oh, that's better. But whatever you want me to do, I'm not doing it.
Fine. I don't care. I just wanted to get away from them for a while. Always getting your way can be pretty exhausting.
I know.
You do?
Once I was the king of Ukubanga. It was my fifth birthday. And everything was going wrong.
We see Arthur aged 5.
At one point, I ran away from my own party and hid from everyone else.
He hides in the cupboard under the stairs with his teddy.
And I was given the ticket. At first, I loved the island. Finally, I was getting everything I wanted. It was the best party ever.
Arthur parties on Ukubanga.
And one day, I realized I was bored. Life was just too easy. So I quit being the king and left. I went to the middle of the island where I lived alone. I grew bigger and meaner and lonelier.
But why didn't you just leave Ukubanga and go back home?
You can't leave. The island won't let you once you're here. You're here forever.
No, I am not staying here. I'm going home, and I'm going to take you with me. Here's what we're going to do.
DW whispers to Ruthra.
Do it again!
Dora watches the twins spacewalk on her phone.
Hey, Dora, can I come in?
Enter! What you doing?
Just talking with the Tibbles. They're doing a semester in space.
Hey, guys, say hi to Arthur.
Hey, welcome back. Want to see me eat peas? Hey, that was mine.
It was from my package.
They space wrestle, then disappear as the call ends.
The reception is a little spotty. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to apologize.
Apologize for what?
For not being the best older brother. I ignored you a lot. I didn't want to spend time with you just because you were younger and, well, now I wish I had.
It's okay. I would have been the exact same way. Don't worry about it.
Really? Wow, thanks, Dora. So, want to hang out after school tomorrow?
Hey, Dora, are you there? Tommy's about to eat soup.
Just a minute, Timmy. Tomorrow's not so good. But later. Definitely later.
She walks Arthur to the door and shuts him out. Arthur's doing his homework. Kate comes in.
I'd ask you if you'd like to have tea with me, but I already know what the answer would be.
Hey, is that Fluff MacGuffin?
Yes, as if you cared.
That's what Dora really wanted for her birthday, back when she was still a kid. I kind of miss her.
He smiles as Kate pours imaginary tea from her toy teapot.
Two lumps, no cream.
Kate beams. On the island, it's getting dark. The boat's packed with provisions. DW hides from one of the monster twins. When he's gone, she takes coconuts to the boat, then unchains Ruthra.
But won't they see that you've gone?
I created a diversion.
She's left a model DW on the throne. A monster fans it. He catches it in the fan, flicking it from the throne.
What have I done? My queen!
He spots the trick.
Bubble Bay! Bubble Boop! Philomena, come quick!
The monsters run to the beach.
No! They're getting away! Stop them!
The octopus's tentacles grab Ruthra, DW, and the boat.
They're going to break the boat!
Not if I can help it!
But Ruthra's so big he just rips the tentacles away. He frees the boat and pushes it from the shore. But he's trapped in the tentacles.
No! Ruthra! I won't leave you behind!
DW sails off. Ruthra's dragged back.
Go! Go back while you still can!
Oh, Ruthra!
DW cries as she sails away. Kate chats to Arthur.
And then the lady said to Mr. Worthing, to lose one teddy bear is very sad, but to lose both is simply careless. What on earth do you think that means, Mr. MacGuffin?
Arthur dreams of DW's boat in a whirlpool. At the planetarium, Arthur's classmates are leaving the auditorium.
Arthur, wake up!
Huh?
You slept through the whole thing.
What time is it? Did we go through a wormhole?
A wormhole? I don't think think I'd fit in a wormhole. Maybe a rabbit hole.
Hey, Muffy, can I see the date on your phone? Yes! It's the present!
Ooh! What other time would it be? You're coming to my party, right?
What party?
I emailed you about it. Everyone's invited to my house as a reward for doing something science-y on the weekend. There'll be pizza, movies.
I can't. It's DW's birthday.
Ah! Did she just have one, like, a year ago?
Remember to buy her a present!
Arthur races off. He checks the window of a chocolate shop. Then carries on to the toy shop, but it's closing.
Wait! I have to get something!
Sorry, we're closed. Come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow is too late. It's my sister's birthday, and I really have to get her a present.
What about chocolate?
Please?
DW's in the cupboard.
No! Ruthra!
So, how was the vacation?
Well, you know what they say. The best part about going on a trip is coming home. Did Bud find me?
Not yet.
What? But it's probably been hours and hours.
Like I said, you're a really good hider.
I'm not that good. I bet they all just stopped looking.
Maybe you should just call it quits and join the others.
No, I want to be found. If they care enough, they'll find me.
DW?
Bud's looking in the bin.
Where is she? Maybe we should stop. Hide and seek is giving me a tummy ache.
You know, sometimes the best way to find something is to just stop looking.
DW! I'm here! I made it! DW!
Arthur finds the others in the living room.
Where's DW?
We're looking for her.
Really? You look like you're just laying around.
We were playing hide and seek, and Bud couldn't find her, so we're hoping she'll just turn up.
Ugh, you smell.
It comes with the job, sir.
DW?
Arthur, carrying a present, goes into the hall. He sees the cupboard.
You found me!
This is where I used to hide when I was a kid. I haven't been in here in ages.
Come on in!
He crawls in beside her.
So, how's the party?
Okay, I guess. It's better now.
Oh, I got you a present!
It's Fluff McGuffin, the Magic Puffin! How did you know?
You've only been talking about it nonstop for the last 3 weeks.
Where's my card?
He pulls it from under his sweater.
Here.
That's a little boy on the cover.
I know, I was in a rush.
Too much of a rush to remember you were buying a card for your little sister?
I made a mistake, okay? I'm sorry.
It's okay. At least they're cute little llamas.
Llamas? I thought they were aardvarks.
No, they're definitely llamas.
Happy birthday, DW. One more thing. I know I don't say it a lot, but, well, I like you. And not just 'cause you're my sister.
I like you, too. Even if you are a terrible birthday card picker.
So, wanna come out now?
Let's stay here just a tiny bit longer.
Could you move over? I don't have enough room.
There's plenty of room. You should eat less. Hey, wanna learn the Beastie Boogaloo song?
Do I have to?
Yes, it's my birthday.
Fine, fine. Whatever you want, Dora.
What did you call me?
Sorry, sorry. Okay, teach me the song.
Emily and Timmy hear them talking, then Bud and Tommy.
Like a picky bunga dubai, yay!
No way! I'm not saying Arthur, it's my birthday!
Arthur and DW party on the island.
Bunga waka picky bunga dubai, yay! Ooka chaka tiki taka ra ra bay! Shika shaka mooka maka picky boo! Now you're doing the big BC boo ba boo!
Can we stop doing the big BC boogaloo?
Not until I tell you to!
Arthur and DW smile at each other. The end.
To watch more Arthur and play games with all the Elwood City friends, visit pbskids.org. You can find Arthur books and lots of other books, too, at your local library.
Credits based on the Arthur Adventure books by Mark Brown. Opening song performed by Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. Opening theme, words and music by Judy Henderson and Jerry DeVilliers Jr. Music editor Steve Wenner. Original music Ray Fabi. Original songs Eggplant LF Incorporated. Copyright 2016 WGBH Educational Foundation. Oasis Animation. WGBH.